Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance. Don has got new beef industry research to share with us in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 26, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Leedy, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 110 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service, and also being offered 30 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. Genomic enhanced EPD information will be available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at www.quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275.
Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
Talking today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance. Don, just out, you and your team have put together a new report looking at, I think it's kind of a beef makeover for dairy, I think is right. How that title goes. What's that all about?
Well, we've talked about, you know, in the last year to 18 months, there's been a lot of articles, there's been a lot of conversation of the industry of beef on dairy. And we're looking at this like it's a whole new program. The reality is that beef on dairy has been under development for a good 10 years now, and it's now reaching that tipping point where I think we'll have enough of those beef on dairy calves into the feed yards over 2020 for them to really be starting to have a visible impact.
You know, for the industry, what does this mean? What sort of impact are we talking about as far as added tonnage of meat that can be, you know, really into that beef supply?
First off, Ron, I truly like the program, and I think it's a win-win situation for both the beef producer and the dairy industries. And, you know, certainly over our careers, both that beef and dairy sector, they have just been in silos, and even through the years where we were feeding a lot of Holstein steers, there were still huge chasms between the two groups. And this is a program that I see as mutually beneficial for the specific industries, and I think it's better for the protein industry as well. So in that regard, I like the program. To answer your question on escalated tonnage, I really don't think it's going to be a huge increase in net beef supply. I think it will be an increase in fed beef supply, but will be offset by the reduction in non-fed beef supply. So it could mean a difference in ultimately in the prices of trimmings values, the 90% CLs, and what we do with our ground beef market. Mm-hmm. But to increase our fed beef supply to a level that I think this program will be in any way detrimental to beef supplies or to product demand, I don't think so.
So is the key here, we're talking about the genetics? In other words, the bull, the mm-hmm. semen that you'd be using on those mm-hmm. Those Holstein cows or the dairy cows?
I think there's several things that were drivers here. I think the further advancement and lower prices of dairies able to use sex semen is a game changer. I think the escalated use of dairies using genomics and to determine what the 30% of their elite cows are, breed those elite cows to high-end dairy bulls, and then that in turn opens up the remaining 70% of those females to breed with beef bulls. I think the third reason I would give you for implementation of this project at this time is if you take where fluid milk prices have been over the last 3 years, that erosion in income in the dairy space, they were simply to a point they had to look at any and all means to generate revenue. This is an avenue to do it.
Right. So this is something that could actually help some of these dairies survive that have been kind of teetering economically.
Yes, I believe that's true. What this will do is the beef on dairy calf will typically bring $100 to $150 a head premium to what that animal would bring as a straight dairy. Right. So if we, you know, if we've got a dairy calf, and let's just put it somewhere between $50 and $150 depending upon available supply, now we're turning that into $250 to $350. Yeah, it's worth their attention.
Don Close, Senior Analyst with Animal Protein for Rabobank, talking about a new report that's just out. Dairy calves get a beef makeover. Don calls it a win-win for the beef and the dairy industries. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, to be offered 509 Angus and 51 Hereford Bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio, Oklahoma Ag Network, and OklahomaFarmReport.com.